For over 12 years, the remote Kashtapur region of India's state of Orissa has been the site of a struggle. The low caste or Dalit villages and the indigenous or Adivasi communities of Kashtapur are locked in a battle against Canadian aluminum giant Alcan and its Indian partner Hindalco, who have come together to form a consortium called UAIL. The communities are fighting to keep their land, to conserve their watershed, and to maintain their autonomy, which they say will be destroyed if UAIL's plans to build a bauxite mine and alumina smelter go through. The company is fighting to access the region's enormous bauxite reserves with the help of the local government, the police, and paramilitary forces. In December 2000, police shot and killed three Adivasi anti-mine protesters in the village of Maikanch. Since then, activists from the local people's movement, called the PSSP, have continued to oppose the mine and resist the corporation's presence on their land. Towards the end of 2004, the construction of a new police outpost and corporate attempts to allegedly buy the consent of the local people spurred a new wave of tensions and protests in the region. The result for villages opposing the mine was months of arbitrary arrests, police violence, surveillance, and repression. We visited the area in February 2005 and asked anti-mine organizer Debaranjan Sarangi, based in the village of Kuchepadar, to tell us about the recent events and the struggle against one of the world's biggest aluminum corporations.
Though the struggle has started since 1993, I got involved with this process from 1999. And since then, I have seen the people at the time of Maikanch firing, and since then also, they have continued the struggle, and I have seen the recent repression also, and I have faced also the state repression. And PSSP is fighting against the Alcan of Canada and Hindalco of India. The people of Kuchepadar, Maikanch, they are at the front now. And the PSP,
their main strategy was to obstruct the work. At any cost, they have to obstruct the work. That's why for the last 12 years, the company, UAIL, has not yet started its work. Though they have tried several times, even the Maikanch firing took place, several leaders were sent to jail before 2004, 56 cases was lost against the leaders of this PSSP. But still they were not cowed down, they were not in fear. But it was a challenge for the state government actually, how to suppress the people. And we are unaware that the state government decided to form two police stations in the area, one at the mining site and one at the plant site. When in 2004, October, first time, the district administration and company officials, they reached to the area on 9th October. And they said that we want to open a police station here. Immediately, people reacted that we don't want any police station here. Rather, we want hospital. Rather, we want medicine. Rather, we want education. But we don't have a police station. Because it's just 11 kilometers far from here, there is another police station. Tikiri police station is there. And this is not a crime-prone area. As a tribal area, it's a very peaceful area. And only for the company you are bringing this police station. So we will not permit you. On that day, 9th October, people sat on the road and the district magistrate with its platoon went back. Again, they tried on 1st December 2004. Again they came. And that was a short notice for us. On the morning we came to know. And within the 5-6 hours, we came nearly in hundreds, 400-500 people. We sat on the road on 1st December and wait the district magistrate to come. And at 12 noon, probably, the district magistrate came with 10 platoons of police, with all magistrate's powers, and with company officials. And when they reached, we shouted slogans that we don't want police station, rather we want medical. Rather we want educational institution, but we don't want. And women were on the front. And immediately police announced that leave the road, otherwise we will rape you. and before the district administration. And surprisingly, the older women, they came to the front and they opened their sarees. 11 women, older women, they opened their sarees and declared that if you want to rape us, but we will not leave our road, but we will not leave our land. It was not decided, it was not planned, nothing was planned, but their intention, the women, was to that by this, because of same, the police may leave the area. That was their intention. But the police was determined. So he said that, he specifically said that, you Dalits, you Adivasis, you can't fight against this state. We have the order of Chief Minister. Better you leave, otherwise we'll fire you. And they started throwing tear gas shells. And our people were a bit habituated with this tear gas, and so they again they threw to the police side. And it became a challenge for the police. And they blank fired. Three rounds blank fire. By this blank fire, few women, they started coming back, and immediately police started lathi charge and chased people. And all the women and all the men and women, they ran, and they police chased them up to 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers, beating them, all 10 platoons of police. And six people, two women and four male, could not move even because the old, and they were severely beaten up and were picked up by the police. Out of six, two people did not leave even the road. They said, announced that you may kill us, you may beat us, you may kill us, but we will not leave our land, but we will not leave our land, road. They just sat on the road, and the police was beating them. And they sat on the road and said that we will not leave our land, we will not leave our road. If you come and take us, we will not fear. And they were picked up. Six people on that day were picked up. And district administration surprisingly transferred the local doctor on that day, so that those are beaten up, those are injured, should not get proper treatment. And 2nd December, paramilitary forces reached the area and they flag marched entire village. They entered into the village, straight to the activist house, searched them. And again, 2nd December night, 3rd December night, 4th December night, continuously in the midnight, they came, searched and picked up our activist. Entire area was confined as this paramilitary and Indian Reserve Battalion and State Armed Police. 22 platoons of police, 2 battalion of paramilitary and 3 to 4 battalion of Indian Reserve Battalion. Even after that, 2nd December, we gathered at Kochipada. Nearly 500-600 people, they came. So we again decided on to 7th December we should gather, and we gathered nearly 2,000 people, even gathered at Kuchipadar. Even after that, police forces were there, flag mass there, activists were picked up. Even after that, 2,000 people gathered, and since then, the government is dealing the situation in a very matured way. That means if PSSP calls a meeting in one village, two days before, entire police would cordon off and would threaten the people not to go to the meeting. If you go, you will be encountered, you will be confined in jail. So this type of harassment, they continuously they are doing. See, even after that, people are coming and registering, and the fight is going on. It is a shameful for us that nothing has been changed after British police. Indian police and British police has no change. So Indian police is using the same laws as the Britishers were doing. So this police has this power, and they can do what they want. Due to the pressure of this district magistrate, we are not getting bail. And we have approached the state high court, but still we have not got the bail. All of our activists are in now, still after 3 months nearly, they are still in jail. And several people have the warrants, like me, 4 people have the permanent warrant of National Security Act because we are threat to the national security. A National Security Act means for jail for 1 year. There is there'll be no bail. So that much a threat we are for this company and state. And in that way, they want to treat us.
Why do you think the Orissa government and the local administration have been putting so much pressure on the communities for this project to go through? Why do they want this project so much?
It has two reasons. One is at the surface and one is another behind the scene. And my point is behind the scene is more important than the surface reason. Surface reason is for their development. If I quote Navin Patnaik, Chief Minister's words, he has said once before the media that no one, I repeat, no one will be allowed to stand in the way of Orissa's industrialization and the people's progress. That means they have targeted us. We are blocking the people's progress. We are opposing Orissa's industrialization. Orissa's industrialization depends on the entry of these multinational companies, only by these multinational companies. And we think it is not the people's progress, rather it is a plunder of resources. Because UIL specifically, for example, has mentioned in his project report that per year they would produce 1 million tons of alumina, and it may be extended up to 3 million tons of alumina. And if we see 3 million tons of alumina needs nearly 9 million tons of bauxite. And Baphlamali, which will be mined, has 195 million tons of bauxite. That means per year if UIL starts extracting 9 million tons, then it after 23 years nearly finished off, entire bauxite will be finished off and they will go away. But the entire bauxite gives is a resources for the Kasipur people. Because of bauxite, people are getting water because perennial streams are within only in the bauxite area one can get perennial streams, and streams are life of these tribals. They get water, they could cultivate, and so it's a straight plunder of resources and pauperization of more people, displacement of more people, hazardous environment degradation problem, and worst effect of market, which is very bad. Would people will face in future if the UIL succeeds. So it is not the people's progress, it is rather, I can say, it will bring the people backward in more dangerous situation will bring. But the ruling class, they have a different reason also. Though they are speaking people's progress, they are getting a lot of money from these companies. If I could give, for example, in 2002, UIL said they have spent 60 crores. And by 2002, there was no physical construction in the areas. Not at the mining site, not at the plant site. Not even they have a dig well, or not they have set any brick. No construction absolutely in the areas. But they had spent 60 crores. And what way they had spent then? And because it is not the public sector, because it is the private sector, everything goes on secretly. So these politicians, bureaucrats, and including the lowest level of police, they are getting much money. They are making much money out of it. And they are using their forces, whatever they have, against the police people. And through this, they want to win over. And another example, if I give you, one rally company did in during this period. On 28th November 2004, they did a rally. Though it was all party rally, mainly the activists of all party, they were brought from 70 kilometers far from Kasipur by 56 trucks and 98 four-wheelers. And police company spent 22 lakhs for that day rally. We organized rally, 55,000, 6,000 people came, and hardly we spent 1,000 rupees, 2,000 rupees for banners, posters and leaflets. People come spontaneously without any foods and anything. UL spent 22 lakhs and it is official. And on what way it was distributed? Good food, some bonus to the people, attendant people, and big money to the politicians. And on that day also, we had a parallel rally also, where another 2,000, 3,000 people came on a short notice. But that was ignored by the district magistrate and media. We have heard the information that companies are highlighting that rally, that people are accepting, people are becoming pro-mining, and so and so and so. But it was manufactured, it was organized, it was not spontaneous. The UL has not yet got the people's consent from the Gram Sabha, which is mandatory for any other project. For last 12 years, none of the Gram Sabha have given any consent in favor of the company. And UL project would affect 5 Gram Panchayats area. That means 5 Gram Sabhas should give their consent in favor of the company. Kuchipadar Gram Sabha or Maikonj Gram Sabha not has given any consent in favor of the company. Rather, they have given against the company. Several times the Gram Sabha have given resolutions against the company and have sent to President of India, to the Prime Minister of India, to Chief Minister of India, but they are ignored. Only they have 3 villages consent. They are small part of 1 Gram Sabha. And they got the information, they got their consent with presence of heavy police. One day, Olbi police came and surrounded the village and they took the consent that we accept. But none of them have accepted the payments till date because they are not accepting, they have decided that we will not accept payments in that sense. That means they are not accepting even today the company. And it is about these 3 villages, they would lose their houses and lands. Rest of the 21 villages, they would lose only their land. They are not accepting any payments from this company because they think that if you leave their land, they will get. Money will not last for days. Money will be finished up. But the land is giving them food for generations. That is their argument. The tribal communities of Kasipur are more dependent on themselves rather than the state and market.
So the people's movement is under a lot of pressure right now. Do you feel that the community will be able to stand up to this pressure and coercion?
It's very difficult to say definitely because the advancement of capitalism after globalization. On one sector, the state has become stronger. That is on internal security. Definitely on other sectors like social sectors, they are becoming more and more poor. They are not becoming able to give medicines, educations, shelter to their people, their citizens. But when a country like India, developing country, I don't know about the developed country situation, but it's more not too different. But Indian countries, because of the MNCs, pressure from the MNCs, multinational companies and capitalist forces, they have developed their internal security and several forces. And you will be surprised, there is appointment is only on the police, military, BSF, paramilitary forces, and new groups are coming in India. We were not 10 years back, there was no Indian Reserve Battalion, but it was recently formed to counter this people's struggle, people's movement. So in that way, the state has become more powerful. So, and now to suppress this Kasipur struggle, they are using all their forces, security forces, police, military, judiciary, administration, minister parties, because all the political parties leading political parties is with the multinational companies, is with the UIL. So it is only the communities, tribal communities. It is a good that they have still continued their fight. And so many repressions, so much repressions within the last 3 months. So many money they have thrown, but still local people have not accepted the payments, still are on the road. And that way they are continuing their struggle. And it's very difficult to say what would happen to them. May fire, may kill more people, and may confine, may send more people to the jail. And by this process, they may succeed and they may not succeed. But we are depending on, definitely the struggle is going on, and we are depending more on the other communities of other areas, groups, solidarity groups, both India and abroad, to carry this message. We don't believe in this political process, party process. We have always dependent on networking of people's struggle, coordination of people's struggle. And in the meantime, we have developed very good relationship with all other struggle groups in all over India. And they are expressing their solidarity. And by this process, if we could exert pressure on the state government, and if you could blame the state government, why it has surrendered before these companies for their private gain, then it could achieve. Our objective is two things from that international solidarity groups. One is that the groups should exert pressure on these companies like Alcan and whoever in future comes. If Alcan withdraws, it would not be an achievement for us, because another company would come, like Billiton, like Rio Tinto. They are big in aluminium sector. They may come also. So if Alcan is opposing Alcan, it should not be silent after withdrawal of Alcan. It should continue its support. These all multinational capitalist process is very bad for the communities. And you start opposing. And within the process, if there is any other struggle in Latin American countries or in Canadian or in any other part of the world, let us have a link with the other struggles. Through this, we can build a big process against the capitalist forces. If you continue this process, one day we'll have a very much strength. If you continue this solidarity process, it would not only be useful for Kasipur tribals, it would may be useful for other tribal communities who are fighting against the multinational companies or capitalists all over the world. So, hoping that one day we will be powerful against the state forces.